3 years, over 100 episodes. It's been a journey, and one that I'm going to continue, but in a different format. Yep, the Brenton on Tour podcast is going to cease to exist at the end of this year, 2022. So I can focus my attack on a brand new show that I'm putting together that's going to launch in 2023. I want to thank you for joining me on this journey for 3 years, speaking to some amazing people, and what started as my search for the best coffee in the world has now turned into such a bigger thing. It was, you know, trying to find all the best coffee in the world, talking to people involved in coffee. I quickly was like, hey, I don't know if I can do, you know, 100 episodes of this. So then I turned it into something else where I got to speak to my colleagues and speak to some friends in the business that, you know, started as fellow coffee lovers and then went into coffee, music, travel, and life and kind of carved out this new approach. Then, of course, we were hit with that dreaded word, the pandemic. And that was a fun one. I started a Brenton not on tour kind of series and thought that would be fun to sort of, you know, speak to people while I was at home. And it was certainly amazing to be able to get access to people that were at home like me and not touring and not doing anything. And then, of course, we went back to work and we started traveling. And my schedule went to like Mach 10 and it became increasingly difficult to start scheduling out episodes on a weekly basis the way I wanted to, and also became extremely difficult to lock in guests in a timely fashion and plan around it. So it would, you know, as you can tell being the listener, it was very frantically a week by week show that sort of turned into once every 3 weeks and then four and then a break and then back into it and some inconsistency, which, you know, me as a podcast listener, I want consistency from the shows that I listen to, and be able to, you know, go on a journey with them and break when they do and all the rest of it. And I was just feeling really challenged sticking to the Brenton on Tour format. I had some great guests lined up. I had, unfortunately, some cancellations and then some people that wanted to push to 23 and wanted to, you know, change their marketing and some of the things that they were working on. And it just, it put me into a spot where I'm like, you know, I'm kind of being held to my guests' schedule because no one really wants to have me yatter on here weekly. Just me, of course, per se. I mean, maybe once in a while I can get in on a rant about something, but it, you know, it led me to this other idea that I've had in my head for a long time, which in essence will become the same sort of format, but I am going to cross into many different genres, people that I meet on tour, people that I've met on tour, people doing incredible things around the world in other aspects, not just music related. I want to cover off in sports and business. I mean, it's not going to be a political show, but if there's somebody doing something interesting in that space, I certainly want to talk to them. Authors, actors, doctors, you name it. People that are contributing to society, that have their own opinions about things. I'm just feeling like I really want to go in a path that allows me to tell their story. Stay somewhat in the moment of potentially what's going on, but also focus on their journey and some of the things that they've gone through. So I want you to stay tuned, if you please. I want to thank you so much for sticking by with me for the last couple of years and helping me build this space. You'll be able to hear the new show on this feed. You don't have to subscribe anywhere else new. We're just going to do a little bit of a switch, and a new show will be there. And I promise you, we are going to go down different roads and different paths than I ever have before. I can't wait to dive into these stories and show them to you, because the story of people is really what I'm interested in, and I can't wait to tell you those stories. So, stand by. 2023, brand new show. Details to come. Thanks for listening, friends. Talk soon.
Hey, listeners, I'm Christy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Buried Motives, where we dig deep into the details of some of the most gruesome
dirtbag murderers. She said she enjoyed hurting things that can't fight back.
And that is a disturbing view into the mind of a murderer. And such a dirtbag.
Yeah, that's not even strong enough words. This is totally a recipe for disaster. And not to justify whatever is going to happen, but you can totally understand and see how this would be in the works.
If you were only to look at what she did later on and not know any of that history, she would appear like off the wall crazy.
Oh, 100%. Because we're not even close to getting to the end yet. But you can just see this pattern and all this kind of stuff developing in her, which is what we're here for. We're digging deep.
Join us each Thursday as we unearth the dirt bags that live among us
and the motives buried there. Hope you join us as we exhume the truth.
Kids, I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous
or sexy.
Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network
or on our YouTube channel
or wherever you get your podcasts,
because democracy is something you do.